Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Don't need to be thinking about things and cars all the time. But then another month and two and three and five and six passed. And another year passed. Somebody say another year.
Another year.
And when we think about it, we would affirm to the Lord. By this time, we're not as focused on Riviera. You know, a lot of stuff has happened. Years have passed. So we just said, Lord, we're believing for the right car. And another 6 months passed. Somebody say another 6 months. Came home from teaching and ministering, and Phyllis came in from work. She said, guess what? I said, what? She said, so-and-so, she called a man's name, told me to tell you that the Lord told him to buy us a brand new car. I said, is that right? She said, yeah. And I knew he could. He had the ability to. We knew this man. I said, well, what kind did he say? He said, whatever kind we want. I said, whatever kind we want. He said, whatever kind you want. Go pick it out. He's paying for it. I said, well, get your purse. It was wintertime in Tulsa. And we went to one dealership, and we looked there, and we looked at another dealership, and looked there. And we looked at this one and that one. And we pulled up at the Buick place. And lo and behold, sitting in there on the showroom floor was the brand new latest generation Buick Riviera that had, a display screen before any other car had a display screen. And boy, it was a pretty color, and it had the chrome on it, and it had the wire wheels, and we thought, okay. And Riviera just came rushing back to us. We thought, well, yeah, we still want a Riviera. Look at that. And it had a great, we turned, came around the corner and looked at the front, and it had a big sign that said, sold. We thought, So we told the folks, they said, can we show you something else? We said, no, not right now. But if for some reason that car's not sold, here's our number, call us. What was it, next day? They called us. They said, you want this car? It's for sale. It's not sold. We went over there. We drove it out of the showroom floor. Tires crunching in the snow. Oh, hallelujah. It was a blessing to us for years. And then we sold it to somebody else. Hallelujah. But this is what some folks have not understood. It's not just make three confessions and shout, and if it's not done by day after tomorrow, so we must have missed God. If it was right last year, it's still right.
Amen. Right.
If the Lord told you something about it 10 years ago, He hasn't changed.
Amen.
He's not going to change.
Amen.
Now, you got to watch about just making stuff up, like I said, and saying a bunch of things He didn't tell you to say. But when you get something from Him, that whatever He tells you, you sow your seed, you release your faith, and then you look for it. Huh? And then you keep looking for it. And if days pass, what do you do? Come on, help me out. What do you? You keep looking for it. And if months pass, what do you do? What do you do? You keep expecting it. You keep looking for it. And if years pass, help me out. If years pass, you keep looking for it. You keep expecting. Go to 1 Kings 18. I think I'll close with this. 1 Kings 18. Elijah had just had the showdown on the mountain with the prophets, Jezebel's prophets, called the fire down. You remember that? And you talk about a spectacular miracle. Well, in the middle of this, or I should say right at the end of this, that happening, 1 Kings 18:41, Elijah said to Rahab, get up, eat and drink, there's a sound of the abundance of rain. And it was as dry as the driest desert and not a cloud in the sky. I know from reading the rest of the scriptures. He's saying this because the Lord told him to say this. He got this by faith. It hadn't rained for years. And all the crops have failed. It's a terrible, severe drought throughout the land. And he tells the king, you need to hurry up and eat and get ready to go. Because I hear a big rain. I'm sure everybody around thought, I don't hear anything. Big rain. Ain't rained around here in years. Dry as a bone. He said, you better get up, eat, drink, get ready to go. I hear a big one coming. I hear a frog strangler. That's heavy rain. 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. He did what the man of God told him. Why? He just got through seeing fire come out of the sky and burn up. He's not even arguing with the man. He just said, let's go eat and drink and get ready to go. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. What's he doing? What's he doing? He's seeking God. He said, why? Because there is no reason in the natural to think it's about to rain. None. It's dry. There's not a cloud in the sky. But when the Lord tells you something's coming, what do? You seek His face. You seek that thing. You look for it. You prepare for it. Right? You reach for it. He's there on the mount, down with His face between His knees, praying, seeking God, believing God. He's looking for it. Then he said to his servant, go up and look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there's nothing. Nothing there. What's he looking for? He's looking for rain. He's looking for clouds. He's looking for the storm. He said, boss, there's nothing there. He said, go look again. And he did it how many times?
Seven
times. He comes back and said, no, boss. No rain, no cloud, no storm. What did he say?
Go again.
Look again. Go again. He said, go look toward the sea. And so seven times he told him to do that. Go look toward the sea. What's he looking for? There is no cloud. It's dry. There's no cloud. I'm sure there were people around that heard him, heard that prophecy say, well, it ain't raining today, I'm telling you that. I've been around here. There's nothing to create any rain. There's no moisture. There's nothing. Seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time. What if he'd stopped on the fourth time? What if he'd stopped? What if he quit looking? Well, I must have missed it. Ain't a way it could rain it down. I don't know what we're thinking. I don't know. With my income, there's no way we ever going to get something like that. I don't even know how. There's no way that. If you believe it, you look for it. And you keep looking for it. And you keep looking for it. One, two, three, four. You keep looking for it. Everybody else scoffs and mocks. You keep looking for it. Think about Noah all those years building that ark. People laughing and mocking. What's he looking for? A flood. I mean a global event. Never happened. Nothing in the history books to relate it to. But if God says it's coming, he's looking. And he looked for it and prepared for it and got ready for it for decades. Does a man have faith? How do we know he has faith? His actions. And he won't quit looking for it. The Lord's coming back again. I said the Lord's coming back again. The trumpet's going to sound. And the dead in Christ are going to be raised up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you looking for it?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Keep looking for it. Keep looking for it. And at the seventh time, he said, there is a little bitty cloud way out to sea. From here, it looks about as big as a man's hand. I think Ahab smiled. Excuse me, the prophet, the man of God smiled. And he said, you go tell Ahab, you better get out of here right now or the rain's going to stop you. There's a tiny little cloud. Tiny little cloud way out there. He says, if you don't leave right now, you're going to get rained out. But now again, they just saw fire fall out of the sky not too long ago. And verse 45, it came to pass in the meanwhile, the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Whoo! The whole nation has been shook for God. And these reports are going all over the land. And the Spirit of God came on him and he girded up his loins. He got his loose garments up where he could run. And he ran in front of Ahab. In front of his horses and his chariots. And he did it for miles all the way to Jezreel.
Glory to God.
Woo! Oh, the joy. Oh, the fulfillment. When you don't quit.
Yes.
When you don't give up. Other people can scoff and mock and lose their faith and cast their confidence away and try to explain it away. It's not for us. It's passed away. All that faith stuff, that's just a cult. You need to get away from them. And do what? Replace it with what?
Yes.
Expect nothing?
Yes.
Do nothing?
Yes.
Wait to die? The just shall live by faith. The just walk in these steps by faith, overcome by faith, please God by faith. And oh, the joy when having done all, you just keep on standing and you just keep on looking and you won't quit no matter what it looks like and feels like. And when it comes to pass and what no, they said couldn't be done, happens. And the sky is black with clouds and it rains, hallelujah, and the fire falls.
Yes.
It'll excite you so much you outrun horses.
Glory.
We ain't talking about somebody got happy and ran around the church. We're talking about somebody outrun some horses all the way to Jezreel. Now that's some Pentecostal running right there, brother.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, that's me, that's me, that's me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.